You're listening to Rhema for Today.
He not only took our sins and bore our sins, him who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, but he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now that's already a reality. That's already a fact. He did it. Well, how come I've still got to? Well, you see, it's a reality in the spirit world. Healing for every sick person that's sick today, that was sick yesterday and already died prematurely, their body's in the grave, that'll be sick in the future, their healing's already bought, already paid for, already wrapped up and packaged and got your name on it waiting for you, not God, but you, to bring it into existence in this realm. But see, you got to know what's over there before you can bring it in here. You see, it's already real. It's already a reality in the spirit world or in the spirit realm. What we, if it's going to do us any good, has got to get it to be a reality in this natural realm.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I want you to see something here. It's simple, but you still have to keep going over these basic truths for folks to get them because they everything in the world is so programmed to steal it away from you. I want you to notice something here. And I didn't see it. That's the reason I stayed there on the bed for so many months. But when I did see it, thank God I grasped a hold of it and had a hold of it ever since then. Whosoever shall say, and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, that is, believe in his heart, that those things which he saith, see, you say things with your mouth, shall come to pass. Believe those things which he says shall come to pass. He'll have whatsoever he says. Now, go over there to the 10th chapter of Romans, the 8th verse, real quickly. There's just a little underlying principle here that I want you to get. Now, in that 8th verse of the 10th chapter of Romans, see, Paul's writing to the saints at Rome. Romans, the 1st chapter, and the 7th verse, he addresses the letter to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, and called to be saints. Well, it applies to all that be in Tulsa, beloved of God, and called to be saints, or wherever you're from. Praise God. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now notice that he said the word of faith must not only be in your heart, but in your mouth for it to work for you. Well, now, doesn't that agree with the principle that Jesus gave over there in Mark 11, 23, whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart? See, the word mouth's not used there, but it's implied. The word heart is used. Whosoever shall say and not doubt, shall say and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, that is, believe in his heart, that those things which he saith. See, you got the word heart and the word mouth implied. Now here he said, plainly, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now, for the word of faith to work for you, it has to be in your mouth as well as in your heart. See, you can't just secretly believe something in your heart. See, a lot of people think that if I believe something strong enough in my heart, it'll come to pass. But it won't. You can't believe something in your heart and say something else with your mouth and make it work. See, because you're not talking out of your heart, you're talking out of your head. If you're believing that in your heart, you're going to talk it with your mouth. Now then notice the next verse, because we know it has to do with salvation, but notice what it says. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart. Now you see again, you've got the mouth and heart mentioned. Believe in thine heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now notice the 10th verse. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That is, he believes he's right with God because of what Jesus did. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now, isn't that the same principle of faith that's found there in Mark 11:23? Same principle of saying something with your mouth and believing in your heart. Now, why do you believe in your heart that God raised Christ from the dead? Because you heard it preached that Jesus died for our sins and God raised him from the dead. You believe the word. But you see, you could believe that in your heart, but if you don't confess it with your mouth that you're saved, you won't be. It's the confessing with our mouths what we believe in our heart that creates the reality of it in our lives. You see, salvation or the new birth or the remission of sins for the whole world is already bought and paid for and provided. See, Jesus doesn't die again, does he? When a sinner comes, if somebody came up here and said, well, I want you all to pray, we want to get saved. Well, Jesus doesn't run to the cross and die again, go to hell and be resurrected. No. In the book of Hebrews, it said he entered in once and for all. Did it one time. With his own blood. One time. To obtain an eternal redemption for us. Hallelujah. You see, in other words, that redemption is already obtained. That redemption, that new birth, that remission of sin for everybody in the world. Everybody's alive today, everybody was alive yesterday, and everybody will be alive in the future. That redemption's already bought, packaged, sealed, and paid for. It's already a reality. He entered in once and for all with his own blood to obtain an eternal redemption for us. Isn't that right? In other words, in the spiritual world, it's already a reality. But if it's going to do me any good, I've got to get it into this realm of reality. Well, how do I get it into this realm down here? By believing it in my heart and saying it with my mouth. With the mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. You see it? Now, same thing with healing. Because, you see, the healing for our physical body is in the same plan of God as is the remission of sins. Jesus not only shed his blood for the remission of our sins, but the scripture said, with his stripes we're healed. He not only took our sins and bore our sins, him who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, but he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now that's already a reality. That's already a fact. He did it. Well, how come I've still got to? Well, you see, it's a reality in the spirit world. Healing for every sick person that's sick today, that was sick yesterday and already died prematurely, their body's in the grave, that'll be sick in the future, their healing's already bought, already paid for, already wrapped up and packaged and got your name on it waiting for you, not God, but you, to bring it into existence in this realm. But see, you got to know what's over there before you can bring it in here. You see, it's already real. It's already a reality in the spirit world or in the spirit realm. What we, if it's going to do us any good, has got to get it to be a reality in this natural realm. Well, how does it come? By believing with your heart and saying it with your mouth. Now, you see, we know that nobody doubts when it comes to salvation because that's so clear. You just got through reading it right there. Romans 10:9, been used again and again and again. Romans 10:9 and 10. But too many times we stop right there and say, well, that's the end of faith. That's not the end of faith. You see, everything that's real in the other realm, that is in the spiritual realm, in God's realm, can be made real here in the natural realm. Very often, we refer to the story, you know, of the prodigal son. We've all heard about him. But remember the elder brother? He heard the sound of music and dancing when he came in from the field because he's making merry because his brother, his prodigal, had come home. And some of the servants sold him. He got mad, wouldn't go in. His daddy came out. His father came out and entreated him. He said to his father, he said, I've served you faithfully all these years. And you never killed any fatted calf for me. And you never, you know, made any banquet for me. And the father said, why, son, all I have is thine. Well, is that father there a type of God in this case? Is the prodigal son the type of the sinner coming or backslider, either one coming home? Yeah. Well, who's the elder brother type of then? He's in on the story. He's a fellow that stayed home. He's a person that's still in Father's house. Well, then, according to what the Father said, if he's not enjoying everything the Father's got, well, he's to blame, not the Father. All you got to do is just find out what he's got. Well, how? You see, in other words, the reality of it is already in God's realm, in the spirit realm. It's already there. But I've got to translate it over into this realm for it to become real to me. Now, for instance, in heaven, there is no sickness, is there? There's no pain. Well, in what we call the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, you know, to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Doesn't he? Well, that ought to settle the question then that if it's not God's will that his saints and his children be sick in heaven, it's not his God's will that they be sick and deformed and so on down here. But how's that will going to be carried out just because God sees fit? Well, you see, from the time Jesus spoke those words to those people, they're not even born again yet. We've got other light, added light. See, the Bible's progressive revelation. You don't go back in the Old Testament and say, that's the ultimate. Well, that's the end of that right there. No. You keep reading in the Bible on till you get into the letters that are written to the church, and then you come into the ultimate light that you don't even see anywhere else. The Bible is progressive revelation. You don't get the full light, the full revelation, the full truth until you get to the epistles of Paul. And then you begin to get it. See? Well, we're reading here from one of the epistles of Paul, Romans. With a heart, man believeth.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts, Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB Drive, featuring Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and Craig Hagin. Next is Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled, Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
And then we have right here on the Rhema USA campus our annual Kindle the Flame Women's Conference. It is our 25th anniversary this year. It's going to be going on September 25th through the 27th, and you're not too late to register. In fact, we have a special early bird registration through August 22nd. So for $75, you can sign up. There's going to be wonderful services, luncheons, a Saturday social, breakout sessions, a candlelight service, a lot of fun. So join us, but try to register and get in on the early bird special, because after August 22nd, the price goes up to $95.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his life-changing teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.